You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters. We roll on here, hoping everybody's doing okay. Hoping you're enjoying the program so far. That was a great interview there with Rachel Daly. You always get a great interview out of her. That's a personality. That's somebody that just when she speaks, the passion comes out. A lot more I would have liked to have gotten to with her about the Houston Dash and the pressure of this year getting into the playoffs. They have not made it yet. This could be the year they do it. But I wanted to also dig a little deeper into playing the U.S. because in the last match, the United States in the She Believes Cup, U.S. went back to kind of, I thought, dominating England in that one. So we'll get her on again. She's excellent. She's an excellent promoter of the game as well as being an excellent player. Getting all kinds of donations from people, Ronaldo and Mendes, Pep Guardiola donating, Messi donating, Columbus Crew ownership group, I think, donated $1.5 million to some local coronavirus collection in the Columbus area. So a lot of things going on. And as always, people supporting each other. And you can do it simply by just staying away from each other. There's no question. This is how it works. And as I mentioned, the fact that my nephew Khan picked it up, the one thing I'm incredibly proud of him is he came home and he self-isolated right away. So these are the decisions leaders make and people that have concern and care for others do make. All right, the Baller Academy is an inner-city program here in Houston. Met an incredible young man named Nathan Kumu, originally from Cameroon. It's his program. It's a remarkable inner-city model. And Nathan joins us now. Nathan, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Yeah, no, thank you, Glenn. Thank you for having me. That was a pleasure to see you, man.
Yeah, so when you reached out to me, I was like, okay, because I'm going to be honest with you, Nathan. I get a lot of people reaching out with ideas and things, and they want help, which I'm always welcoming young broadcasters or commentators. I do love spending time with people like that. And you reached out, and, you know, I've seen and heard a lot of things in the youth soccer community, and it's very different than when I was running a program, and it's very dominated by money now, first and foremost, which I don't think it was back when I was involved in the coaching, for sure. I think it was a lot of people that were out there for all the right reasons. This is an incredible model you put together. Tell me a little bit about the Baller Academy, and let me just give you a platform to talk about it, because it's an inner-city model that is engaging inner-city youth. Did we lose Nathan?
Hello, Glenn?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, did I lose Glenn. You for a second there?
Oh, no, I think I switched it from my Bluetooth. You know, I had a earpod.
Oh, here. Okay. Okay, so just describe, sure. You know, your inner-city model and the Baller Academy is doing great things for inner-city youth soccer players. Just kind of take us through the idea of it and how you got it up and going.
Sure. You know, first I wanted to say thank you, Glenn. You know, when I reached out to you, quite frankly, I was just, you know, I wasn't sure that, you know, you're so busy and you're doing amazing work and you are, you know, a legend in, you know, what you do in your field, and I'm glad that we're able to connect, you know, and I appreciate you, you know, for giving me this platform to talk about the program, you know. I'm very grateful for that, Glenn.
Well, listen, it's exciting what you're doing. You're using a lot of great resources. You've got good support. Tell us how it works and where the kids train, where they play. We know they're on a shutdown now with the coronavirus, but kind of take us through how it all works.
Of course. So with Baller Academy, you know, when I stopped playing, I wanted to find a way to be able to, you know, be in a community and help. And the community, I wanted to be in the communities that need, you know, programming like Baller Academy the most. So we partner with Walmart, Raising Cane's, and school districts and amazing community partners to bring leadership and educational lessons to children no matter where they live. What's special about Baller Academy is that we have different components attached to it. Right, we have a soccer component where we have these mentors, former college athletes, current professional players, former college professional players, going to the campuses at the schools to coach kids after school hours. So we have this soccer clubs that we're building in different school districts where, you know, we have schools playing against each other. It's a phenomenal program for the kids, phenomenal soccer program, but it's more than just soccer, right? So we have these teachers, educators also involved in the program. So during the practices or before and after the practices, we have the teachers at the school that are there as assistant coaches. They are able to talk about, you know, behaviors in the classroom. They are able to help, you know, increase, you know, the attendance in the classroom for the kids. And we also have amazing, amazing relationships, you know, with the HPD, where we have Houston Police Department officers there at the practices, you know, to talk about anti-bullying, anti-gun violence. And with our relationship with the Houston Dynamo, we are able to take the kids to the Houston Dynamo games where they can meet the players, you know, they can go to the game, they have food at the game, and they're part of these special experiences at the game where they, you know, go behind the scenes and on the field. Overall, it's just an amazing program for the inner city youth and for the communities. And it's all a partnership with Walmart, Raising Cane's, you know, the school district, amazing people like yourself that are, you know, wanting to be in their community and help and support. So I'm grateful. So far, we grew, you know, tremendously. Right, we started about 3 years ago with one or two schools, and today we are probably the most influential youth soccer program in these schools. You know, we are in about 120 schools. Now everything is kind of shut down because of Corona, but, you know, it's amazing. We had the unveil party a couple of days ago with Walmart, and we were able to unveil our new uniform. So it's amazing, Glenn. I'm blessed and grateful to be, you know, the founder and CEO of this company and have so many people working with me and having the same vision, you know, for children.
You're doing a wonderful job, Nathan. And what struck me was your passion for all of this. And ultimately, it's about giving opportunity and hope and possibility to young kids. The model is incredible to me because the kids stay after school, so there's no having to drive to a soccer facility. You've woven in the teachers, which is also phenomenal. You've woven in others in the community, including the Dynamo. Mm-hmm. And then you know, it's a model that really takes logistics and traveling a little bit out of the game. How do they get to games on the weekends, and are the games all played at the middle schools as well?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So everything is local for these kids. The practices are held on campus, and the games are, you know, in the local, you know, at the local middle school or high school. What's special about it, again, Glenn, is the fact that, you know, these children, the safest place, you know, for these children to be is at school. School is like the safest place for them. When they go out in the community, when they leave after school, that's when they get into all sorts of trouble from, you know, gang-related, you know, issues and drugs and sex and all those, you know, troubles that they have in the community. So we are able to keep them at the school a lot longer and enjoying programming that they love and with the people that care for them. And that's the biggest blessing, you know, having the superintendents involved, the school board members, the school principal. So it's just amazing. And, the model is great. And it was just a lot of people brainstorming together, a lot of educational leaders, a lot of elected officials, a lot of community leaders brainstorming with me. And today it's working, you know.
Volunteers and sponsors, so critical to this.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about the volunteer base that you have, and you know, I mean, how do you keep a teacher after school to do additional work? I mean, you do have to pay them something, don't you? Because teachers have to go home. They got to grade papers. They got all kinds of things that they do once they've done their full day.
Sure, you know, these the relationship that we have with the educators is amazing. You know, these people at the schools, they're doing an amazing job, and they're not in it for the money, right? It's just like they're not getting the full credits that they deserve. And a lot of them are volunteering the time to be there after school hours. And, you know, they are there at every single practice, every single game. And, you know, the community leaders like Walmart, Walmart supported, was the first sponsor of the program 3 years ago. And every year their commitment just, you know, grows. You know, today we have, you know, the Walmart logo on our uniforms, and we're having events at the store, and they are supporting us both financially and in in-kind donations, and it's, we are so grateful. You know, we have Raising Cane's that started supporting about 2 years ago, and today they are helping us actually brainstorm, you know, in Dallas and Austin, how we can see how we can break the program there. Another amazing community partner that we have today is it goes by the name of James Prince, Mr. James Prince. If you are from Houston, you definitely know who Mr. James Prince is, founder and CEO of the Rap-A-Lot, right? The hip-hop,
yeah.
the mogul.
So Rap-A-Lot Records.
Yes, Rap-A-Lot Records. And, you know, he's supporting the program, and we actually have a lot of upcoming campaigns that we're going to be doing with him, and he's using his network and the people that he knows. He ended up changing his gym into a Baller Academy after school program location. So during the week, the children are able to go there and play and practice for free. You know, what's so special about it as well is the fact that we are in several different communities, right? We are in the Third Ward, in the Fifth Ward, in the Sunnyside, but we are also in the Spring and Woodlands area and Pearland and River Oak. But all of the children in our program are enjoying the same program, the same elite professional experience. And that's the only way to do that is by teaming up with amazing community partners, amazing sponsors, amazing community leaders that are giving, you know, their financial support and time, and the school district. You know, every day I wake up, Glenn, I'm just thinking, man, I'm just grateful. I'm just, I don't know, you know, I'm just trying to move forward and help as many people as I can and help the kids. And it's, so far, it's working.
Exciting to be involved in something so powerful and prideful. And Nathan, tremendous credit to you coming up with this wonderful idea. Now, being a Cameroonian, it's the next question for you. Greatest Cameroonian player, is it Samuel Eto'o, Roger Miller, Thomas Nkono, Rigobert Song? Who is it?
Oh, wow, Rigobert Song. That's the first time I hear somebody mention that him.
Oh, I remember him. Most capped Cameroonian, 4 World Cups, tough as nails, defender.
Wow, you just impressed me, Glenn. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I think I called a Cameroonian World Cup game once, way back.
Wow. That's actually my favorite player growing up. That's like my role model. And I got the opportunity to meet him back home. And, to me, he's one of the...
Rigobert? You know, Rigobert Song?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, but Eto'o to me is the best, most, you know, he's the man in Cameroon and in Africa as well.
Yeah,
and
the whole time
I was actually
leading scorer.
Yeah.
Indomitable Lions. I love that.
Yes, sir.
What was their nickname? The Indomitable Lions.
Yes, sir. You know, when I was 22, I had a call up to play with the U23s. It didn't really go as planned, but I just never got the opportunity to represent. I wish, you know, I'm old now, right? But at 22, I had that opportunity and was close, but, you know, I didn't get to play, really.
Well, Nathan, listen, you're doing powerful work, connecting and doing things for youth and setting programs up for youth and being the fire starter for dreams and possibility. That is huge. Tremendous work from you. Congratulations. I was very honored to come down there and speak at your event, and I thank you for that. But we do know the power of the teacher and people like yourself who are looking out for young kids, both male and female. It's so important in this world. So a big, heartfelt round of applause and thank you from me to you. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
No, thank you, Glenn. And also, I wanted to say again, thank you for coming to the event, the Uniform Event Party, you know, with Walmart. Wow, your speech moved so many people, Glenn. And I know we talked about it afterwards, and it was you know, after your speech, you know, we had teachers, some of our Baller Academy coaches, you know, talking about you and talking about how you inspired the entire room. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to get every audience, everybody on the same page, but your speech kind of had impacted so many people, from the teachers to the coaches to the children. And I just hope that I want to, you know, continue to build a stronger relationship with you. And I'm glad that I know you, and I'm glad that I'm able to be on your show, and I'm looking forward to working with you.
Right back at you, Nathan. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch. Thank you again for coming on the show tonight to talk to us about what a wonderful program you, as a young man with a lot of ambition, a lot of smarts, has put together. Great job.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Glenn.
All right. That's Nathan with Baller Academy. Wonderful work there. Incredible inner-city model there. And, boy, that was an uplifting event, I can tell you. A lot of people with a lot of passion. Looking after children, and that's very, very important, I think, as we all know. And a lot of you are doing that right now with your own children and your own families. So stick tough. We're going to get through this thing. Social distancing, make that a part of every day. Make sure you're washing your hands. Do all the correct things. Stay positive. Don't let yourself drift too deep into anxiety. Look for positive things every day. Small victories right now. One day at a time. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Personal injury attorneys, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual, DaspitLaw.com. John and his firm, allowing me to talk about soccer here tonight. John and his firm. So thank you, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Blind faith, sea of love.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Fire MCs should call me sire. To rule my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, and welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, and we're hoping we're giving you a little respite from everything going on in our lives. It's been some tough stuff going on here. It's altered all of our lives without any question, but it's a great time to remind ourselves how we can be respectful to one another. Talk about respect. Guy, 25 years calling MLS from the original year in 1996. He is the voice of DC United. You know him. He's Dave Johnson. He joins us now. Dave, thank you for coming on the program.
Always good to be with you, Glenn. Always good to be with you.
Dave, 25 years. I mean, come on. Is that a blink of the eye or what?
Let me tell you something. As we've been on this journey together, and I think that's why, you know, we need to appreciate everything that's going on with Major League Soccer and soccer in our country, because as we started on this journey 25 years ago, we didn't know if it would last 5 years ago. And if it didn't, we wouldn't be surprised, because we have been through various leagues and attempts to restart things. But I think in our DNA, we always knew that that something that had really started in the late 60s was eventually going to catch up an entire generation that had grown up with the game and that would have spending power to buy tickets. And that's what we're seeing now is that for players like, you know, you play for the Houston Dynamo and the United Soccer League, which people would have to Google to find that. But it's people like yourself and my first broadcast partner 25 years ago, Gordon Bradley.
Yes.
They're the reason why we're having this conversation right now. You know, Gordon Bradley, in the late 60s, in 1969, when the NASL, the original North American Soccer League, is down to five teams, there was certainly times when he thought, you know what, I'm just going to, and he told me this, just go back to England. And what if Clive Toy goes back to England? And they never pursue a Pele, but they stayed with it at a time when they're sitting in the basement of Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, and the only place on the East Coast that you could buy a soccer ball was this sporting goods store in New York. What if they went home? Then we're not having this conversation. So where we are now and what we hopefully sooner than later can celebrate with all our supporters and fans and be able to watch all these games is truly an amazing story.
Talking to Dave Johnson, and Dave, just incredibly talented, 25 years covering DC United. So you've seen it all, Dave. And I was thinking about you covering DC United, glory years, Jaime Moreno, Marco Echeverry. Give me a couple of thoughts on being the broadcaster on those games with those teams at that time.
Well, that time was a time when, while we weren't sure who was going to make it, it certainly gave us belief this is going to last and this is going to connect, because it was certainly a very special time as Major League Soccer, needed DC United as we got going with the league in 1996. You needed a team that played with a bit of swagger, a bit of style, and certainly had bullseye put on their back because of all their success. But again, it was not an overnight success story. I think about it in early of that 96 season, it was a slow start. Bruce Arena had selected a blend of, the Marco Echeverry, Jaime Moreno came later in the season, but, there was a lot of young American players on the team, Richie Williams, John Hartz had come back from playing in England, and there was criticism that he didn't know what he was doing, but it soon proved out he very much, and as we learned, did know what he was doing, as he did at the University of Virginia. But I think what that first season struck me was in 1996, a tropical storm was moving out of D.C. And I remember we had a game that night against Carlos Valderrama in Tampa Bay Mutiny. And it was the Friday before the All-Star weekend. And I remember thinking, well, who in their right mind is going to show up for this game with a tropical storm moving through the area? And we had 20,000 people at RFK Stadium and won that night. 1-0. Carlos Valderrama got a red card and took the long way walking out of the field to the locker room in the pouring rain. But at that point, I thought, maybe there's something to it. We're catching, because 20,000 showed up in a rainstorm where, as if you go back in the late 80s, if we had 70 degrees and sunshine, we were hoping for 2,000.
Yeah, no question. No question. We're talking to Dave Johnson. 25 years he has been the lead man for DC United. He's worked with a number of great analysts over that time. By the way, when the MLS started in 96, to Dave's point, 10 teams. And, even as recent as 2006 and 7, I think there were only 12 teams in the league. It's remarkable to see this expansion and where it has come. And back in those days, I think the original salary cap was $1.2 million and $192,000 was the most any player could get at that time. So look, you saw the Freddie Adu, the whole Freddie. You went through that whole thing. You went through Bobby Convey, Echeverry, Jaime Moreno, so many differing things, differing coaches. The one player that, and I know it's tough to pick one, but the one player that just, if I say DC United, his mind comes to you right away, and why?
Yeah, that's a hard question, but I think I'll just, the old adage that when somebody comes up with a question like that, go with what first comes to your mind, and it probably is Jaime Moreno, because Jaime Moreno entered Major League Soccer and DC United at a very young age, and he for the longest time, you could argue he was the best player in the league in so many ways, and he brought a brightness and a skill that was very much needed, certainly by DC United, but also by Major League Soccer, and again, that's a tough question to answer because Marco Echeverry was right alongside with that educated left foot, and we've had so many great players over the course of time. But I think just if you look at the numbers Jaime produced, the skill level he had. I think what's sometimes lost is just what a winner Jaime Moreno was, because he was not a demonstrative rah-rah fire up type of player. He just let his skill do the talking. But I also think he's significant because of when he came to Major League Soccer at the stage of his career, and quite frankly, the stage of Major League Soccer's development in its first year and in DC United's first development. He helped set us being DC United on an even higher plane, and I think that led to not only more success for DC United, but added to the sexiness, if you will, of DC United that really helped spark the first few years of Major League Soccer.
Dave Johnson, 25 years at DC United. He's called games with everybody right up to Wayne Rooney. But look, if we sat here and said everything is good times, it's always good times when you get behind a microphone to call a Major League Soccer game or any soccer game, because you always remind yourself, and I know you do this, but I do this, how fortunate I am to be doing what I'm doing. No question. And I think that's part of the reason why I've lasted long in the business, and I don't know if you would agree with that or not. What I would say is this. There are tough times, too, that you go emotionally through with the teams. And as much as you've had a lot of incredible times in D.C., you've had to also go through some of the tough times as well.
Yeah, no, I think that, but to your point, but every game day is a great game day, and that's, I think, what unites supporters, broadcasters, fans, not only in Major League Soccer, but throughout the world. Somebody can, when they start a conversation, all your English supporters, when they start a conversation that I've been supporting so-and-so football club for 40 years, you know, right away they're unhappy about something, but they've also been supporting that club for 40 years. So it's not a bad thing to have that kind of passion and connection. But, you know, I grew up as a child of the North American Soccer League. It, win or lose, you still love to go to the match day. In my day, it was the Washington Diplomats and Johan Cruyff and that era. But, DC United certainly has had some very lean times. I think about the 2013 season when only three wins, if I'm correct in remembering that. I tried to forget that season. But, yeah, won the U.S. Open Cup. And so that is also part of a supporting life, a following life, that you keep looking for something. And in that season, we ended up with D.C. United ended up with a trophy, even though it was the worst of seasons. And, you know, there was a period of time there from 2007 to 2012 that where you weren't getting into the playoffs, or actually made 2007, but then after that didn't get back in until 2012. And somebody the other day asked me one of my favorite goal calls, and it was actually, you know, we've had so many great players. We just talked about Jaime Moreno, but it was actually a Lewis Neal goal, and not a player that had a long period of time with DC United, but yet he scored a goal that put DC United back in the playoffs in 2012, and it felt like put DC United back where they belong. So, but it's good to have the anxiety over the results, because if you're of our age and many of our listeners' age, once upon a time the anxiety was whether the club would still be around the next season. And we're not talking about that anymore. What we're talking about is, was it a good season, a bad season, a good week, a good match day? And that's a much better thing to worry about.
Dave Johnson, 25 years with DC United. He has seen it all up until the Wayne Rooney, up until now. We're all out of work right now, waiting for the league, hopefully at some point to get started again. You know, I know you talk to a lot of aspiring commentators, so do I. What would be some good basics for an aspiring soccer commentator that might be out there listening right now to Dave Johnson?
Well, you know, I think you know, Thomas Rongo once gave me a philosophy that Gordon Bradley had told him as I talk about some names we just mentioned, and he used the phrase, respect the game and enjoy the moment. And I think, you know, that can be a beacon that you respect the game by properly preparing, because you want, just as every player that laces up his boots and steps on that field wants to make that moment special, you need to respect that moment as a broadcaster, because that moment is important to each and every player out there. Enjoy the moment and inhale all that what this wonderful game has to offer, and it's not scripted. And so, you know, that's why we show up with wonder in each game, because we don't know what's going to happen. And soccer is one of the more unpredictable games at times of all the sporting events that we enjoy. And then I think the other thing is you have to be yourself and be authentic. And that's all I've ever tried to do. And it's, if anyone knows me, that my personality that you know in person is the same personality that comes through on the broadcast. I'm not trying to be Dave Johnson. It's just who it is. So I think those are critical things to keep in mind. But again, it gets back to that phrase, respect the game and enjoy the moment. And I don't mean that in over reverential terms. I just mean that there's no off days. Every game is a special game and a special day, and you should seize that moment to try to relay that to your viewing or listening audience.
Dave, you are a big time pro. People that have been able to listen to you through all the years are lucky they have, and that's before we get into the other sports that you're also excellent at. But you are a huge part of Major League Soccer history. There's no question about it. Now, you know I'm going to have to get you to do this before you go, because if I didn't do this, then people would say, why didn't you ask Dave Johnson that? I need the signature goal call with a bit of passion before we go here. Can you do it for me?
I'll try to do it. Keep in mind, it's at 9:50 Eastern time, so there's a time difference. So, and I've got to do morning radio.
Whatever you deliver, we will take, Dave. Whatever you deliver will be good, I promise. All right, I'm going to be quiet.
All right. Into the net. Oh, into the net. It's in the net.
There it is. There it is.
With the goal.
We'd have to go back a long way to find that. Dave, you're the best. Thank you for being such a great sport, but I love that goal call. We love what you've done for DC United and MLS all these years. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. That was a great interview.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I've appreciated our work over the years when we've had a chance to get things together and things, and I appreciate so much what you do. This is so important. We're a soccer community that needs to stay connected, especially at this time, and continue to promote the greatest game in the world.
Couldn't be said any better, Dave. Have a great night. Thank you so much for staying up late with us.
You as well.
All right, that's the one and only Dave Johnson, DC United, 25 years. And, you know, you don't see these people all the time, but when you're sharing notes and, you know, you're talking about your teams, you're helping them with a little background information, you come to respect people. And respect is a big part of it. Man, I have a lot of respect for Dave Johnson. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. Wash your hands, social distancing. We're getting through this. We're staying upbeat. We're staying positive. Tomorrow's another day. We're going to get some positive out of it. Time to take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here tonight. We've got about 2 minutes here. Tremendous interviews tonight. Nathan Kumu from the Baller Academy, Rachel Daly of the Houston Dash in England, Dave Johnson. What a way to finish the show tonight with Dave Johnson. 25 years as a commentator. You imagine what's been through that lens? And as Dave mentioned, we've seen the good times and we've seen the tough times as well. And also a thank you to Jonathan Tannenwald of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Aaron Raybould, thank you very much for all the hard work and pulling the heavy load at the station these nights. Take care of my guy, Andrew Carlson, as well. A couple of quick reminders here. Thursday we'll be on in Austin. Also, our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, for all of you on the front lines, and you know who you are, nurses, doctors, truck drivers, you're the superstars right now. We thank you all for what you do. For me, I'm Glenn Davis. That'll do it for Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Tonight, I am out.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.